Radiohead are sort of doing it with The Smile, and Planxty is a thing again, so why shouldn't Irish new music have its own supergroup? Recently formed around a core of avant-flautist Lena Andonovska and violist Nathan Sherman, Stone Drawn Circles are a new music collective with no fear. They play this year's New Music Dublin Festival with a programme reflecting their No Sounds Out of Bounds mission. And before that, Culture Files' Quiva Lavelle spoke to Lena Andonovska about what makes a supergroup super.
My name is Lena Andonovska. I'm an Australian flute player living in Ireland, and I currently live in County Kildare.
So, Lena, what brought together the diverse ensemble that is Stone Drawn Circles?
This group arose out of a need to create and to make sounds with like-minded collaborators. The idea came about, I think, during one of the early lockdowns where, again, a like-minded individual, Nathan Sherman, got in touch because he'd heard that I was interested in maybe investing some time and energy into starting a collective, an ensemble of types. And would I be interested in, you know, working together with Nathan? He's a violist. He also runs Ficino Ensemble and has a number of different projects. And what in the 21st century as a musician, I feel like you can't just be doing one thing, or, you know, you have to have many strands to your bow, or so to speak. So this project, Stone Drawn Circles, arose from the need to create and collaborate. And when we were thinking about who else we might like to invite to be involved in the collective, we were thinking of like-minded artists that maybe were in that same way, that genre-defying. You couldn't really pigeonhole them into one category, but, you know, they were kind of true artists in the sense that their work encapsulated different styles of playing, different styles of performing, and also were a great hang. You know, just cool people to be around, and interesting people and interested people and curious people. And so we approached vocalist Michelle O'Rourke, who's a dear friend, a longtime collaborator of both of ours. We asked Cayman Gilmore, who's a double bassist, and then Alex Petku, who I've known ever since I came to play with Crash Ensemble in the early days of my arrival to Ireland. Alex Petku, and then Una Monaghan, who's a harper, a electronics artist, a researcher. She was someone that we were really excited to work with and collaborate with, and that's the group. To have a true sense of ownership of the work that we create, it's important that everyone has a say artistically and, you know, what they're able to contribute as well in an administrative sense. So everyone has some kind of an investment in the group. And I think in this project, that's particularly true. You know, it's not just Nathan and myself kind of deciding who to commission next or who to work with next. It's a conversation that happens. And I think it's like a nice and exploratory project to be a part of for all six of us, because we're exercising aspects of our artistry that might not get flexed in other contexts. For me, mentorship is really important, is because it's been so pivotal in my career as a musician. Without the people that have mentored me, I would not be doing what I do. And, you know, that can be in a very formal setting at a university where I had brilliantly supportive lecturers, and then to a more informal setting where It's meeting up with someone that you admire over a coffee, sharing with them some ideas, them sharing their ideas and expertise with you, and then that kind of triggering thoughts in your mind that might propel your practice to the next step or the next, yeah, unlocking the next level almost. So I play with a group called Eighth Blackbird, which is Chicago-based and a Grammy Award-winning group. So that was always my dream, kind of to be a part of a group that does boundary-pushing work and frontier-pushing work as well. So Eighth Blackbird are significant because they started in 1997 as students at Oberlin Conservatory in the US, and since their starting days, now they're like one of the powerhouses of contemporary music. However, it's actually the informal conversations that take place in settings like that, you know, after a day of rehearsing, after a day of lectures and workshops and training, you know, modules. It's the conversations that happen at the end of the day over a drink or a cup of tea that actually are the ones that, you know, get people really thinking about where they're at and what they want to do. And I think the biggest thing for me when I teach in any context is teaching from a positive mindset. It doesn't take much to like ignite an idea, to spark an idea. And it's exciting to me to see where those possibilities might go.
Lena Andonovska of Stone Drawn Circles there, and the Complete Circle play their Information programme, which includes Irish premiers from Una Monaghan, Karen Power, Cat Hope and Nicole Lisée, as well as a world premiere from Brian Irvine. And that's all on Thursday, April 25th, as part of New Music Dublin in the Kevin Barry Room at the NCH. Tickets from newmusicdublin.ie.